the business of advertising, and especially ads on TV, can be a little quirky and even strike you as odd at times. And one example I think of is advertisements for medicines and prescription drugs. And I think the part of it that's kind of weird to watch is when they have to list off all of those side effects, right? I'm sure if they're probably mandated to do that, otherwise I don't know why they do that. But when they list off all of those side effects, they try to do it in a way to still sound happy and cheery. You have people running or jogging in the background. You have sunny skies outside, even as some cheery voice lists off that side effects might include vomiting, diarrhea, internal bleeding, blood clots, depression, suicidal thoughts, heart problems, liver problems, and every other thing. They don't actually show those problems happening, of course. They show cheerier, happier things. They want to probably downplay the side effects a little bit there. And so it's a little funny to watch that aspect of the commercials. When we look at our lesson for today, we see that Jesus actually lists off some side effects, some pretty negative sounding side effects of the Christian faith. And yet he doesn't downplay them. He's not, you know, has a mandate to list off side effects. He actually makes that an important part of the lesson he teaches us. He doesn't want to downplay those side effects. He wants us to be completely and totally aware of them. It's a big point. And so he shows us how, as Christians, we do face a variety of crosses. He talks about taking up our crosses daily and following him. This is something that's very real, and as Christians, we want to be aware of. He doesn't downplay the side effects at all for us. Now, when we look at the lesson, we see two main parts to it. The first part, Jesus asks various opinions about who people say he is, and he is there to emphasize how he's the Christ or God's Messiah, which means the chosen one, the promised one from of old. And then the second part deals with these consequences or side effects of the faith. When we look at the first part, he says and addresses these various wrong impressions about who he is. You know, some are saying Elijah or John the Baptist or some prophet who's come back. And then he focuses on the disciples there. Who do you say I am? And Peter says, God's Messiah, which is, in other words, saying, we believe you are the one promised in the Old Testament to come, to save, to restore paradise, to forgive sins. Peter got it right there. And then it might seem strange, too, that Jesus tells them, don't tell other people about this. And it might seem strange at first glance. Why would Jesus strictly warn them at this point? When we know now, it's a good thing to talk to others about Jesus, of course. Here in the lesson, he doesn't say exactly why, but there are some good possibilities. First, maybe he thought that if all of that information had been revealed to all, it could have prevented his death in a way. Maybe his opponents wouldn't want to put him to death on the cross if they knew that's what he wanted. Maybe his friends would have tried to prevent it more. Also, perhaps he wanted people to know firsthand from him who he is and hear that word and not hear secondhand about Jesus. But whatever the reason is, Jesus tells them not to speak of it, and his timing isn't right at that time. And then comes that tricky part of our lesson, the whole business about taking up the cross, the listing of side effects for the Christian faith, which aren't downplayed, but a prominent part of this lesson. Again, Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?" And so to follow Jesus, he says that we are to deny ourselves, or in other words, say no to ourselves. And of course, that is a very problematic thing for us to do, to say no to ourselves. And so these Christian crosses are all of the negative side effects that can result from the faith. And of course, on the one hand, our mind might go to more obvious things like persecution or rejection, but these crosses include a variety of challenges or difficulties that result from our faith, things that we might shy away from or balk at because of our faith. And so those side effects can be hard for us to stomach at times, because it can be easy for us to envision our faith, our Christian faith, as just a compartmentalized aspect of our lives and one side point, that our lives are, well, I work or go to school, I have family, I have all of these other things that I do, and hobbies and sports and games and vacations, and treat our faith like it's just another hobby, right? That can be often our attitude toward faith. But here Jesus presents it in a little different way. He shows that, no, this isn't just another hobby tacked on. This isn't just taking up an extra sport. This is a huge thing. It's something that has even a great deal of implications and challenges for our lives now. And yet, yeah, we realize in our sinfulness all too often, we kind of do treat faith like just kind of a little side point to our lives. We also have a challenge that with crosses, with taking them to heart and recognizing that these difficulties that result from faith are there and something to not just be shoved off or turned away from. Because you see, often these crosses result from doing the right thing that we should do as Christians. In many areas with sin, the devil is glad to present us with an easy way out. And of course, living our lives of faith, following God's word, often can present setbacks or challenges in life. For example, maybe when it comes to cheating at school, right? The easy way out is the easy way out that the devil presents. And yet, often, we can face disadvantages if we're honest. Or in the workplace, too, the challenge is Christians to be honest and faithful in that, even though there are maybe times when our life would be easier going the more dishonest route, more lucrative that way. Or maybe it can be when the going gets tough, we do have a tendency to sin to get by. Maybe a fiery temper is an easy way out for us instead of dealing with people patiently and with kind-heartedness. Maybe the easy way out would be sex before marriage or not working on your marriage as you should, rather than the challenging path of doing what the Lord commands and working at things and being true to what he tells us. Maybe the easy way out at times is pretending you're not a Christian in front of others because it's simply easier that way. Maybe the easy way out is using all kinds of bad language instead of being good and watchful about what we say. Maybe the easy way out for us at times is, you know, any sort of temptation that we face where, yeah, it can be easy to do the sinful thing. The right thing, however, has bad consequences or side effects for us. And so we know with how our nature is, it is very challenging for us to accept those crosses and be like, I'm going to do the right thing, even though, yeah, this might present challenges or side effects. And so with all of that, you have to wonder, of course, is Christianity, is the Christian faith worth all of these negative side effects? And of course, Jesus says yes in our lesson, doesn't he? He says, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? And so he is saying here, think about what the Lord has really given you, everything. And those side effects, those little crosses that we face as Christians, are small in comparison to the many gifts that God has given us. That Jesus did come to this earth and live a perfect and flawless life in our place. He didn't take any easy paths. He gladly went down the difficult paths to make up for those times we've looked for the sinful way out. He did the righteous and perfect thing to cover over all our sins and cancel those out. He didn't shy away from his cross. He went right up to that and came on a mission knowing he would die on that cross because he wanted to take on all of our sins, pay for them, take them away, have them be gone. And it is worth, the faith is worth it when you think about what he came to do. Give us that clean slate forgiveness, to give us eternal life in heaven itself, to restore that paradise for us. And so when you think about everything Jesus has done, yes, it is worth the side effects, those littler crosses when we compare everything he's given us. And even himself working faith in our hearts, having come to us in the Word and baptism and work that faith there for us to make all of these gifts that he won for us ours. And so we can live with those crosses and trials and difficulties that we face as Christians, bearing in mind the far greater gifts that Jesus has accomplished for us already. So for all the side effects, you know, that the medicine and drug industry has to list off, they're probably not any worse off for it. I don't think they're going to go out of business anytime soon. People, even knowing those side effects, weigh their options and often decide to go with the medicine. And that's what you got to weigh, I suppose, when you're considering it. As Christians today, though, we've learned it definitely is worth the side effects, those littler Christian crosses that we face. It's definitely worth those side effects, clinging to Jesus in faith. We know he's won so much more for us. Everything he has done to save us and give us eternal life, and not only that, to be with us and guide us and help us out in this life. We have things far greater through him and his work. He's given us the medicine for death itself. He's given us life eternal. And yes, the side effects are worth it. He's cured us and given us life. Amen.